This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, welcome back. It's time for Gremlins the Podcast. I'm one of your gremlins, Little Booger.
I'm another one of the gremlins, Mogwog.
Jessica, hey Jessica.
Uh-huh?
No one can understand you. Mogwog, what was it?
Mogwog. We've been doing this podcast for 150 episodes and you don't know my name?
That's right. We do one episode every year for the last 150 years.
As is our curse.
Jessica, do you want to start us off?
Uh-huh. It's a pain in the gazette and higher suffer. Hey, sir. The head of the gazette and Davis and Benina.
I can't fucking do this.
Oh, no!
I quit. I can't do this.
The other day, someone tweeted at us and they said, "New listener, where should I start your podcast?" And I really wish I had said, episode 189. This is where you go for impenetrable access to our podcast.
Stomp, 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 spray, spray, spray. Ew, what a gross thing that was in my seat. Hello, I'm Adol Rafi.
I'm JPC.
Jessica.
Jessica, out.
Ooh, and I'm Aaron, sorry. Jessica, I'll see you later for drinks, martinis on me. That's Jessica.
The one non-gremlin of the bunch.
Yeah.
Welcome everyone to Hey Riddle Riddle. We're your three hosts, and we, as per the title of the show, we try and solve riddles and lateral thinking problems and puzzles, and along the way, we descend into madness. We're just three little monkeys in a coma. And today, there's no need to stall. There's no need to wait for an intro because...
So what did we just do?
What?
I just don't love...
We did nothing. I sat down and there was a gremlin in my seat and I killed it. What are you talking about?
You're right.
I mean, I don't love doing something like that if there's no need for me to do it.
Okay, well, we'll double your pay this week. Is that what you want?
I guess it could help, but...
Please introduce her. I can't wait to talk to her. Please.
We have our favorite guest. We have a very special guest. We have who I think from this episode on will no longer be referred to as a guest, but simply our fourth host who can join us for this recording. So please welcome our fourth host, who I guess now legally gets 1/4 of our income. So I guess I fucked this. I'm sorry I didn't talk to us about that beforehand.
I'm so glad you're not in charge of the money. it is so nice to know.
At least it's not me, though. At least not Adol, but then at least it's not me.
Yeah.
Count your blessings.
Yeah. Adol meets a new friend outside, and he's like, "Look, we got a new senior vice president."
I had a Magic Tavern fan from South Africa DM me yesterday.
And Janet, we are so close to introducing you.
We're so close. A Magic Tavern fan from South Africa DM me yesterday and was like, "I really love the show. Hope everything is well." And they said, like, "I'm really excited for the Patreon. Hope it's continuing to grow and everything." And they go, "I can't do the Patreon because, you know, things are economically rough in South Africa." And I don't know what came over me, but I replied and I go, "Thank you so much for the kind message. If you have a Venmo handle, let me know and I'll Venmo you $10 so you can use our Patreon for 2 months. And then I sent it. I'm like, "Adol, buddy, you got to be better with money."
No, I like that way to live. I think everyone should start living like that.
Yeah, I am a wrecking ball with money. Speaking of cash money, the fourth host, who's all just absolute interest in bankability.
Are you happy, Adel? She fell asleep. It took you so long to introduce her.
Okay, and don't forget, hold on. Jenna,
I think this is actually just, I think this is Janet's gremlin. I think she's introducing a new gremlin.
Somebody feed me after midnight, I'm getting party.
Oh no, she combined herself with a gremlin.
It's Janet Morph herself, Janet Varney.
Oh gosh.
Yay.
I would love to go back and be and I know this will set off the pacing for me and the rest of the recording, but if sure. I could just be dropped in 2 minutes earlier than I actually was introduced,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like there was a moment there. It felt so good. And then you went into some sort of weird international intrigue story about apps.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like one of those like Nigerian prince scams from like 15 years ago, except like on the lowest, just the lowest level.
You are
scam.
The prime target, Adel. If someone's like, I'm kind of going through, here's $20. Please let me give you $20. Let me explain to you how to download the app that will allow me to give you $20.
Good point, Janet. Let me create some fake email accounts. I'm going to start catfishing Adel.
Janet, since you're now officially our lost cousin fourth host, there's no need for us to talk to you about your relationship with Riddles and Puzzies because we've had you on twice before. I mean, you would say three or four times before, but legally it's been twice. It's been two times.
Right.
So there was something I wanted to ask that I don't think we've asked you before.
Mm.
We have talked before that you're a big room head or Roomba, which is what we call Escape the Room fans.
Not anymore. I actually consulted the world and they said, we're done with that.
No, that makes sense. Hey, just... Real quick, I'm feeling real beat up on the first 5 minutes here. Let's all ease off Adel.
Okay.
Adel had a long day. Yeah.
All right, but Adel, just really quick, there's something on your shirt.
What?
The best way for Adel not to get shit is if he does not refer to himself in the third person. That is not going to help Adel in any way, shape, or form.
All right, so
disagrees, but I was going to ask what I don't know if we've talked about this. When you're in an escape room, and I know you've done a ton, and I think you even had like a TV series with escape rooms. What is your personality? Are you like, do you take charge? Are you like
great
working
question.
On your own?
It's a great question, and I feel like I'm not the only one who will have this response, which is there's no rhyme or reason to what I am, but I definitely am not the same personality through the entire escape room. There are moments where I'll get super aggressive and realize I'm shouting at people, and then that Janet is replaced quickly in the Rolodex. The one that flips right after that is the, like, I'm just going to hang back here and make jokes. You guys don't need me to be the asshole who's, like, telling everyone what to do, and that's also not a helpful setting for an escape room, but there are, like, five or six. I think that come out. Are you guys not like that? Do you feel
like
that circulating?
The chameleon?
I'm the chameleon.
Everybody, I'm the chameleon. Don't get me wet.
Is that
your personality is in flux?
Now I do kind of want to see like that web series where Janet she like shows up after yelling at everybody with like glasses and a new jacket on. It's like, who is that asshole? Anyway, who wants $5 iTunes gift card?
That guy.
She's doing character work in the escape room. Yeah,
would you say you are?
I think I am like, since I've done a ton, I've done close to 100, but I'm not, here's the thing, is I think people always assume I'm very good at them because I've done a ton. I don't think I'm exceptionally good. I think I've just done a lot and I enjoy them. So I'm always like willing to spearhead and be like, hey, let's communicate. I found this and try and lead by example. I think I'm like, I'm going to put all the things I find on this table and try not like boss anyone around, but be like, here's the example I'm setting. It's up to you to follow it or not. And then I think I tend to like just support people of like, how can I help you with this puzzle? Do you need anything? Does this work with anything else?
So passive aggressive.
you know, I've done escape rooms with Adel.
Are we sure about those pants, Tim? Are we sure we're wearing those pants today?
Anybody need help with any advice at all? Some people have bad relationships here, and this is not a good time.
Yeah, I think what I like about Adel in escape rooms is that he doesn't do the thing where he's done 300,000 of them, so he's like, I know what this is. But he does do the thing where he's like, I know how to play in these rooms enough to know what guy not to be.
Because, again, the guy who's going to give someone a stranger on the internet $10 because they're like, hey, man, sorry, I don't have enough money for your Patreon, is the same guy who's not going to, like, step on a bunch of toes. But he does make like, a very relaxed atmosphere that brings pretty much exactly what the group needs. Because I've done escape rooms with Adel in a variety of groups, and I feel like he plays that same role every time. It's very helpful. It's a good energy to have in an escape room.
Quick, Adel. JPC's supporting you. He's being nice. Now's the time to focus all the negative energy on him. All right, you dumb shit. Fuck you, dude.
Uh-oh, you said it out loud.
Now see if the others follow suit.
hope. My energy in escape room is the same energy that I bring to this podcast, which is that I do not give a shit about getting the right answer. Because the only answer is that everyone has a good time, or at least everyone's miserable together. So one of those two extremes is what I'm bringing.
You're right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please.
No, I just realized. I think I say things twice. In the heat of the moment, I think I do that. Like, it's unclear. like saying it twice will help somehow.
It's Morse code. It's Morse code.
Right now, I really am. I'm realizing
a Dick Tracy villain?
I found something. Everything is maybe twice.
Gotta get the papers. That's incredible.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I will say I've done a few rooms with JPC, and he's definitely like, any room's escapable if you put your shoulder into a door. And we're like, no. Aaron, your vibe, I think I've done two rooms with you. Mm-hmm. Your vibe is very concerned and like, because one we did was spooky. And so you were like, I can't deal with this. I can't look at this.
Fuck
don't make
room.
Me work on this puzzle.
Yeah, I don't want a spooky room. That's what I thought escape rooms were going to be and then found out they weren't.
Relieved, but they
still can be. Aaron, please go ahead.
Any horror escape room I don't want to be invited to. But I think I do two things. One is telling everyone we should definitely not go out to dinner if we don't escape the room. Like making sure people know it should be the end of the night if we don't get out. But gotcha. I am willing to go to dinner if we do get out. So it's just going like, hey, just a quick reminder, I will be heading home if we don't get out. And then the other thing is, like, you know when your parent is like doing work and they're busy and you just want their attention so bad?
Sure.
It's like the only time I see my friends actually focus, I'm like, that simply won't do. So I'd be like, Adel, look. Adel, look at this.
Yeah.
Adel, isn't this a funny bit? Adel, look at me. And he's just like, that's so nice, Aaron.
I think, look at me spin. We did an escape room maybe in like Kalamazoo or something. It was like a submarine themed one. And I think Aaron three or four times was like, there was like maybe a bunk bed. And she's like, Adel, look, I'm on the bunk bed. I'm like, oh, very good. Very good.
But we've discussed maybe, or I've heard you say that is a little bit how you deal with scary stuff. Like, oh, that's right. I was listening to an episode where you went to a haunted house or something. And you do the same thing I do, which is like try to have a real conversation with the person who's trying to scare you. I absolutely do that. Like a scary clown with weird teeth. I'm like, sir, you need medical attention. It's the only way to like push past the fear.
Chainsaw, huh? Going to the forest.
So if you and I were in a scary escape room together, we would be like, I would be like, three doll heads.
You're very scary.
I think the title of this episode has to be Janet Varney.
Yeah, of course. Naturally.
I think there was one escape room that we did as a group. Adel, I think I may have been with you, but I have no idea where it was. But someone said to our group, they were like, who in this group doesn't mind like being scared or having an interaction with a person inside the escape room? And it was me. And I got like strapped to a chair and a bag over my head. And everyone else was in a jail cell. And the escape room began with like the killer who he was like right in my face going like, ah. And then he left the room.
We did that in L.A. with Luke Knoll.
Yeah, that's right. And then I remember that room because I was like, oh, I don't mind someone, you know, being in my face. And then after that part happened, I was like, I did mind that. I guess I did mind. I guess I learned that it was fine, but would I do that again? No, I don't think I would care for that.
I guess I learned my limits today.
I guess being kidnapped by the scary killer man? Not for me.
Yeah.
Janet, will you remind me and all of our listeners what the name of your escape room show was?
You know what? I'll do you one better.
Yes.
If you had to guess anything, what would you guess?
Oh, thank God.
Get me out of here.
Scrambling Janet?
Both too sophisticated.
Janet.
Sorry, did you hear me say Scrambling Janet?
And too long. Think shorter. Think less words.
Room.
The room.
Think more literal even than that.
Escape.
That's correct.
Yes!
That's a great name.
That's correct. Escape! ! With Janet Varney.
Okay, gotcha.
Very nice. Escape is also what I call Superman behind his back.
Escape. Ooh.
Sorry, G. Janet.
I liked it. I liked
into.
It.
Thank you, Aaron.
At all, I'm here for you. I got your back.
Shit on,
Janet
shit
is
on
thinking
JPG.
About shitting on someone.
Well, speaking of shitting on someone, we have to scan our way over to doing some actual riddles.
Oh, I thought you were throwing to ads, and I was like, I don't know. No. That's the wrong energy for this.
Well, we have that new sponsor. It's a reverse bidet.
Yeah, we have Squatty Potty on the podcast this week. A, oh, no.
I wish.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I wish.
I don't want to, yet I need a moment to imagine what a reverse bidet actually is. But I don't want it, but I need to.
A Tadeb? I don't know. I thought we'd do something because last time we had Janet on, I remember still to this day, and I guess because it was just a few months ago, I remember crying laughing.
That is not even a humble brag.
I remember crying laughing at the word avalanches we did.
Yes.
So I thought we'd go back to that sweet, sweet trough of word avalanches and do some more of those. So we're going to start off with some of those, and we'll see. We might just do all word avalanches. We'll see where the night takes us.
Adult, note will you
to
remind?
Self, thought you were getting something different this time. They are doing more of the same. Okay,
would sorry. Not have been back. That by the way, after that recording, my brain felt fully melted, and we had I think two more recordings to do that.
I'm so sorry for all of you because all I did after that was make everything in real life. I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop.
I think even after once the recording was done, I think we stayed on the sort of Zoom call for like another 10 minutes just making ones up. And I think eventually JPC was like, I can't handle this.
Adel, will you remind our listeners who don't have the excellent 2 months worth of memory that you have what a word avalanche is?
So a word avalanche, you receive some sort of clue that leads you to an answer where all the words in the answer sound very similar. So for an example, I can't remember the exact setup for it, but it was something of like, what if a dog was trying to schedule a time to draw you? And it was like labradoodle doodle doodle or
got
something
it.
Like
yeah.
that, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. So okay, that's a word avalanche.
Yes, absolutely. So we have some, I don't think they gave permission to use their name, so I'm going to call them EB. Don't forget, you can email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. And if you have some word avalanches, please send them our way, because that, from this point on, is the only thing we'll ever let Janet do on this show.
Yeah. Shout out to E.B. White, who sent these in. Love Charlotte's Web.
So E.B. says, hello, I was literally drafting this email when I heard the recent episode with the word avalanches. Here are some more that I like.
Janet back. Oh, I shouldn't have read the rest of the email.
No, I think all the feedback we got was, please have Janet on more often. So that worked out. Okay, here's our first one. I think this is, I tried to start with some of the easier ones. So here we go. First one is, these will be more like warm-up avalanches.
Okay.
Here we go. First one, good drugs, idiot.
Dope, dope, dope.
Dope, dope.
Ooh, oh, that's really cool.
Hot. We are hot.
Okay, I'm going to call my shot right now. That's the only one of these I get. Okay,
I want to see a scene. The three of you are three of the 8 dwarves in Snow White. You can pick which two you are, but Janet and Aaron, you can pick which ones you are. JPC, you are druggy.
Druggy, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, tissue?
Thank you.
Do you need a tissue? I don't need a back. you keep it or toss it. That's yeah. And if anyone else needs a tissue, just let me know. I have a full box.
I'm gonna need that whole box, thank you.
Absolutely, that's all yours. I have a Costco membership, so not a problem.
What did I miss?
Okay, let's do a new rule. Let's all cover our mouths if we're going to sneeze.
Oh, that wasn't a sneeze. I just had something I ate didn't agree with me, but it came out my windpipe.
Druggy, okay. What time did you get in last night?
What time did I get in last night?
Yeah.
Probably 2, 3. So same as everybody else, right?
Weren't no.
We all? No?
I've been here for the last 7 years.
Okay,
Snow White missed you.
Allergies. Yeah, she was asking about you.
Well, I mean, I've been here. I got here at 2 or 3, started cleaning, started kind of rearranging the furniture. I love what I've done with it. Or do I hate it? I don't know.
You've
but I'm
stapled
happy with it.
The entirety of our furniture to the ceiling. We can't sit in anything. I can't flush anything down the toilet.
I'm sleeping on the ground.
I never saw Jim Iroquois sleep. Okay, so if he can do it.
Druggy, what's that on your nose?
Oh, I got a tattoo.
Of white powder?
Yes. I couldn't handle people asking me that question of, yeah, I think you have drugs in your nose. So I just went ahead and got a cocaine tattoo. It's like how people get their eyebrows permanently colored so they don't have to do makeup every day.
Microblading.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la. Oh. A raccoon is my hat. Tra-la-la. It's me, Snow White.
Davy Crockett.
No, that's my brother. I'm Snow White.
Sorry.
Wait, Davy's your brother?
Yes.
Yikes.
My name is Snow Crockett White.
Okay.
So wait. We were just talking to Druggy. Druggy, we're all proud of who we are. I love being the sleepy one. Sneezy refuses to take vitamin C.
I love when people ask me what's on my nose.
Sneezy, would you like some vitamin C? I have some vitamin C. It's loose in this bag.
I can't blow my nose with that box of powder.
Okay, don't worry about that. Yeah, you're right.
I have some vitamin C. Let me just put this on.
Don't play it.
Don't play it. We're
dance
good.
Like nobody's watching. Sing like nobody can hear. And if you remember, use sunscreen.
Huh. Druggy, I guess my point is, why be named Druggy if you just keep denying your drug use?
Oh, Own it.
I'm not denying my drug use. I use drugs. It's just I got the tattoo, so it's a conversation that I don't have to have. People can just assume that I'm always doing drugs. And by the way, I feel like I'm a pretty high-functioning drug user. For instance, I'm the only one of us that has a job.
I have a job.
I'm do a immunocompromised. Thanks a lot.
Okay, fair enough. But, I mean, like, look, you can work from home. You know? That's...
Doc has a job.
I'm sorry. Doc had a job, okay?
Malpractice suit.
Malpractice,
yeah. Yeah, what is Snow White's
What is the doc a doc of?
Yeah.
It's probably something like history or something.
Oh, he's a professor.
Because he has little glasses?
Yeah, he's got glasses.
That's
got
to be academia.
Uh-huh. I think there was a time in history when, like, if you were riding the Oregon Trail and you were old, your name was Doc. Or, like, if you made food, your name was Cookie. Like, I think there was a time where those nicknames were just...
Again, but you see, here's the thing. You just said that someone who cooks is called Cookie. You said someone who's on a trail is called Doc. I'm not sure how that action...
Well, Doc has all those tonics.
All those tonics, yes.
Oh, snake oil.
He's a walking apothecary, but a POC is a dumb nickname. Doc is a fun one.
Wait a minute. You just sounded like you did a word avalanche. Ooh. He's a walking apothecary doc. Theory.
I docked my on a dromedary. On a apothecary. Here we go. Next one. I measure people for custom fitted prosthetics made of frozen water. I measure people for custom fitted prosthetics made of frozen water.
Okay. Frozen water. I got to say, ice cream, right?
Well, first
that's
of all,
sorbet.
I am so sorry for you that what you had as a child and told was ice cream was frozen water. That sucks.
What? I can make ice cream in 2 hours with just the ingredients in my house.
John, why don't you go into the freezer and get the frozen ice cream tray and fill it up?
I hate parties at your house.
Mom, Dad, are we poor? No, we're rich because we don't spend money in a wasteful way.
Ice,
mm-hmm. ice, baby. Baby.
What's the
ice.
Prosthetics Makeup. One? What's the prosthetics?
I measure people for custom fitted prosthetics made of frozen water.
I measure people.
Ice is correct. So ice is definitely, ice is the middle word. Well, there's four words. Ice is the, so not the middle. It is the third word.
Okay. Is it No, I measure.
Measuring.
It does start with I.
I seem?
No. So I and ice are correct. First word is I. Third word is ice. So think about custom fitted.
And then what's the second and fourth word?
clever girl.
I think he's just going to tell us, you guys. We're fine.
Two and four?
He already told us the first two.
I see.
You fools, it took 200 episodes for a guest to simply ask, or sorry, the host, to simply say, what are the answers? Custom fitted. So if you get something custom fitted, you go in to have them blanket.
To have them
size with my little eyes.
I size
something ice.
That's what an immature tailor says. I size with my little thighs.
Please
leave me alone.
Please use a tape measure.
I size ice eyes. Are they fake eyes? I size ice eyes.
Please use a tape measure, not your fingers.
I size.
Janet. Bingo, bingo, hot to tie. No. You nailed it.
No,
it is...
JPC said it.
Oh, JPC said it. I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
I size. The answer is I size ice eyes.
And then what were we saying in German?
I think we want to see a scene. So I think, Janet, you are going to be an optometrist. Aaron, you are going in. You are a snow woman, and you are going in to be sized for some new eyeballs.
Thanks for being so PC.
Mm-hmm. So my eyes are coal, but I just like I feel like I'm also nearsighted with like a little bit of farsightedness.
Okay. Well, first of all,
sorry to interrupt. Did someone say farsightedness? It's me, Gary Larson.
Gary. You live close by.
I live in the vent. Does anybody want a quick doodle, or do you want to buy one of my prints?
You know, I think we're good. If you just wanted to, you know, you could draft something up and show it to me later. Two cows wearing old-fashioned glasses. That would be great.
That's my specialty.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. What was your name?
Oh, Snow Lady. They didn't name me.
Snow Lady.
Yeah, they were like excited for the first couple days. They were like, my snowman can talk. And they took me to school and everything. But then they got bored. And now I'm just sort of wandering the world.
Well, first of all, congrats for not melting. I don't know how you made it through a day at school without melting. So that's special and magical.
Thank you.
And again, I just want to follow up on the whole my eyes are coal thing. Mm-hmm. Can you not see?
And you know what? It's weird. So I got struck by lightning, and you would think that would melt me right away, but it made me like, I was like, whoa! And I came into consciousness, and
oh
I can
goodness.
See, but I also know my nose is a carrot, so it smells like a carrot. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to presume to know.
Well, I don't know. I'm not an ENT. I only work with eyes. Dream job. And so I will be able to, I guess I'll be able to fit you for some, where do I start? I mean, I don't know if glasses are going to do the trick. You have coal for eyes. Would you prefer diamonds? I could see if I could crush them down into something gleaming.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
Okay, great. Let me get out my crusher. Gary?
Yes. Did you want to buy some sort of chicken crossing the road and there's a bear holding up a sign that says push?
I'm good. I don't need a giant mosquito talking about how it's a living. I would love if you could just... do you have our coal crusher?
Well, it sucks to find out this way. I guess 4 years of marriage, mosquito takes off a wedding ring, throws it on the ground, is out the door.
Oh, no.
I can't believe you've gotten into animation. That was a wonderful cartoon.
Thank you.
Gary, I'm a big fan, by the way. I like the one where the bear's leaving the circus. That's funny.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe you have been struck by lightning, brought into life, and somehow are all familiar with his entire catalog. Gary?
Yeah.
Please don't bother people by constantly showing them your books. It's just, you know, your time has passed.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why you live in a vent at an optometrist's.
I mean, my day-by-day calendars are still selling, but I guess I'm not
Because you're buying them.
Well, yes, because I need to decorate my apartment.
Am I interrupting? I'm so sorry. I'll head out.
It's one of those love-hate relationships. He loves... Snow lady.
No, it's fine. I'll go melt somewhere, I guess. I don't know why I even have consciousness.
Actually, I'm not doing anything now. Can I buy you a cup of blood?
Shantae.
Same.
That felt like a fever dream,
fever
Gary
dream?
Larson cartoon.
100%.
I like the old-timey, a cow with old-timey glasses. Perfectly describes every Gary Larson aesthetic.
That's true.
My dad definitely had all of those books, and I for sure read them.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, that... at some point started to feel like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, I think it's like old Simpsons episodes where you revisit it at a certain age, and you get, or even like MSTK 3000, you first discovered it at like 10, you don't get 90% of it, you come back to it at 15, you understand 50%, so you slowly, you know, learn more and more.
I use like 150 post-it notes to mark all the ones I liked, and I made my dad go through them with me one by one. I was like, thank God you're home from your long day of work.
Every other one.
Yeah.
What I also want is for you to have explained to him why you didn't pick the other ones.
Oh, 100%.
So we're still talking about each one.
I was actually on the fence about this one, but I thought it was a little bit similar to the one
And Aaron, your dad left your family?
Yeah.
No, Aaron's dad's like, okay, honey, but the escape room, there's an hour to do the room, so we eventually do have to.
And I go, nope, your attention will do just fine.
No.
Dog standing on two legs.
Can you believe
a cup of coffee?
Let's do one more before we take a break. Here we go. This one is a short to the point introduction to a piece of Microsoft software. This is almost a word avalanche. A short to the point introduction to a piece of Microsoft software.
A short introduction. I'm trying to think of. Let's go with the software. We got Word, PowerPoint,
Excel. Ding.
Word.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
Word. We got Word.
A Word. Mm-hmm.
A brief introduction is a Word. Microsoft Word.
Not far off.
A Word toward Word.
So, and this is kind of a hard one at the beginning here. So it is a word, but specifically it's short. So like if you're trying to explain something to someone, if you're trying to summarize and say you could get across the explanation of the software in under 10 words.
Elevator pitch.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Long line.
A four word. So four hyphen word.
Okay.
So like you use four words to explain it.
What? That's a thing?
Hold on, wait.
I guess
like,
so.
Give me the four-word version? I've never heard that.
That's not what four-word means.
Word.
A four-word is like... this,
the
like,
beginning of a book.
Yeah, someone's friend who writes a little thing about how great the book is about to be.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of this riddle. That's
I
part
never
of the
trust
answer.
That, by the way. If your friend is writing your four-word, I go, okay. That's your friend. They're going to lie for you.
I want to hear from your enemy. I want to know...
Ringo Starr's bio with forward by Paul McCartney. No thanks.
Paul's being like, he's so sweet. Oh, yeah. What a cute little.
He's so good at drums.
Here's if you're gonna write a forward.
What do you think of his writing? He is so sweet.
Here's how you start a forward. The only way, only acceptable way to start a forward for someone's book is, look, I never met this fucking guy, and then say whatever you're gonna say. But you gotta give me, the reader, a chance to know.
Stay neutral.
Stay neutral.
Okay, here's. I want to play a very quick game. This'll last as long as it's fun.
Thistle. There was something last time about thistles. It haunts me to this day.
Thistle.
So we're going to play a very quick game. So what's going to happen is Aaron, Janet, and myself, we are going to give fake book titles.
Okay.
JPC, every time we give one, you are going to very quickly give a foreword to the book.
Okay,
the first book is my children's book, and that is called Darby the Dog Who Can't Swim.
Darby the Dog Who Can't Swim. Get your fucking kid!
Okay, my science book is Ostriches Who Knew?
Ostriches Who Knew, okay. Experiment, I meant to...
nice.
About...
I got one for you, last one. All right, this one is The Bible.
The Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Moses on down. Bible.
Look, I never met this guy.
A short to the point introduction to a piece of Microsoft software. I think we have almost all the components. We just need to say them in order.
Forward.
That is correct. Nice job,
Aaron. Forward. What's the third one?
So a four word.
Four words, sure.
Forward, and then F-O-R,
four word.
And then the software word.
But I still don't know what the third one is, and I don't
but
think
why, But why are there
either.
Two four words? You said a four word, got mm-hmm. that one, even though that one's fake. That's, okay, so, I've never heard that before in my life.
So a four word, compound word, four okay. word, that is the short of it.
Short, uh-huh. four word, got it.
The next part of the riddle was to the point, which would be
forward.
To be forward.
Yeah.
The next part is an introduction, which would be a four word.
A four word.
No.
Yeah, and
the
then,
to the point should have been replaced with handsy.
Yeah.
He's very forward.
Very.
Little
forward.
We all would have known what that meant.
I
would
a like forward, to... forward, handsy.
Well, have you, hold, real quick, have you ever been on a date with a Microsoft paperclip? Absolute creep.
Yeah. I think we've called him a pervert multiple times on the show.
He spanked me when I was sitting down somehow. I don't know how he
And
did
then
it.
He got bent out of shape. That's for you, Adel.
Thank you.
He excels at ruining an evening.
Oh, nice. Oh, anyone have any more? Word. Are we good?
He told me to bend over and spreadsheet.
He PowerPointed to his penis.
Okay, I'd like to see a scene. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Don't worry. JPC, you are like a computer teacher right in the time where computers are being invented. And Janet and Adel, you are in his computer class. And you're just so confounded and confused by this whole thing. You think it's insane.
Mr.
Yes,
Hendricks?
Absolutely.
The demons inside this box aren't letting me type, I don't think. What incantation do I need to do to make it work?
Sarah, I'm glad you brought that up because I can sense in you a lot of fear. Now remember, we control these demons. We put them in the box, okay? There's nothing to be feared because we have beat the demons.
But so Hellraiser, simply... sir. Hellraiser.
Okay.
We don't want a pinhead, sir. I was visited by one in my sleep and it was terrible.
I know you all just came from media class, but this is computer class, okay?
So, Mr. Hendricks?
Mm-hmm.
Two questions. One,
yes,
any
Dustin?
Relation?
I'm sorry?
Any relation? I notice you're a left-handed guitar player. Oh.
To Jimi Hendrix. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant Christina.
I also thought that, sir.
Oh.
You thought Christina as well?
Yeah, because I thought your name was spelled differently in my head.
Got it. Look, I know we just came from media class, and
it's weird that you're taking our media class, Mr. Hendricks.
I'm very uncomfortable with you.
This is a separate subject, but we've all discussed it, and we think it's a little odd.
First of all, I'm auditing it because I was in that coma, and I missed so much media.
Oh, that's right.
I was in the coma. I woke up knowing how to put the demons in this thing, but I've never watched Mad Men or Hellraiser or the Star Spangled Banner.
You went into a coma after you were at that Smiths concert and Morrissey threw his guitar at your head?
Let's not say what years I was in the coma, because it's beginning to be untenable.
But Mr. Hendricks,
I hope one day you'll be able to see the Star Spangled Banner. What were you going to say, Gus?
Oh, I was going to say my second question is this some sort of electronic Ouija board?
Oh, Gus, that's a great question. And in many ways, Gus, it is an electronic Ouija board, except in the Ouija board, the demons can come out and they could do real world effects that could really hurt you kids, so be careful. But in this instance, the demons are trapped inside, they cannot come out, and they must do our bidding, and the only thing we've been able to figure out what our bidding is, like, I guess some pretty astounding math.
My mom always said that my Aunt Daphne is always battling her demons, so it must be similar to that.
Daphne? Gus? Mm-hmm. Your family sucks, kid. I gotta say.
Can I leave class, please, to cry?
You should cry in class. Everyone should feel comfortable crying in this class.
Could I hide under my desk, sir?
I guess you could try. I mean, we're going to see you under that desk.
Gus, go under the desk and see if you can look up from the bottom and see the demon's like butt from the inside. That'll feel like we'll feel empowered and we won't feel scared of the demons.
Oh, yeah, that's just like in your speech class, which we'll be going to in about 5 minutes. And I will go be going to.
Oh, no butt, but there is a black tail with two little prongs, little deviled prongs on
good.
The end.
Good. Now, imagine that tail
Hail
naked.
Satan.
Satan. Clearly, he'll eat us all unless we bend to his will.
Hail Satan. Hail
okay.
Satan.
Or
Hail
her
Satan.
Will.
Hey, listen. Religion is two periods from now, okay? So don't start this Hail Satan nonsense yet. You're in my class, and we're going to go by my rules.
Also, guys, we have like 2 decades before we have to start worrying about whether he or her. I mean, right now, it's just all he all the time.
Nobody say what year it is. Nobody even make a reference as to what year it is. We cannot define it.
Mr. Hendricks?
We can't.
Yes.
Mr. Hendricks, we know you were in a coma. Everything isn't a spoiler. Okay? We have to be able to still talk about stuff.
Yeah. And also, how do you know that you're not still in a coma?
Coma.
No, kids, stop doing this.
Sorry,
you do this every class.
You fell for it 20 times in a row.
No, it's traumatic. It's traumatic for me. I'm not falling for it.
Mr. Hendricks?
Yes?
Can you explain something that was on the quiz today?
Sure.
You asked us to tell you why Zatarain's was Satan's rice?
Yeah.
Why is Zatarain's Satan's rice?
Why would I put it on the quiz if I knew? I asked you to tell me. I was in a coma. I'm sorry, Gus, were you in a coma?
Mr. Hendricks, are you auditing your own computer class?
Look,
because that's
teacher,
like meta in a way that
the real
like
teacher got sucked into the computer. He's
scene,
a demon now.
Scene,
I don't know.
So they're all going to be fever dreams. Did I bring this energy of fever dream to everything?
No, I don't think we've recorded in a while, and we sort of forget what's going on.
Jenna, I think
I love it when Aaron breaks this up because we recorded on Thursday, not 4 days ago.
I didn't.
I guarantee you Adel remembers that because he can remember as far as 2 months back.
Brag. Well, speaking of brag, and four words, we do have ads.
Yeah, that's
great.
That works.
That
does it. Yeah, it does.
That'll work.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Adel and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work,
Most are pretty safe, and I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy where you had to drive to an office never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like up like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full-body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime. And now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no. Remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes. He's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
And we are back.
Wow.
Four words. Oh, wait. JPC, Aaron, Janet, I don't know if I told you this, but during the ad break, I actually came up with a really fun short story that's only 2 words. So fuck you, Hemingway. I actually came up with the saddest 2-word story, and that is Animal Parade.
Oh, no.
Janet, have you ever played Animal Parade?
A game we made up?
A game we made up and never played with you? Do you know how to play?
Yes, I do.
A game we made up and then I under the table sold to Chuck E. Cheese?
What?
Right? Who ripped this off? Somebody ripped it off, yeah.
Like a dozen people message us and they're like, Chuck E. Cheese just straight up ripped off your fucking game.
And Chuck E. Cheese,
you know he's not a real guy though, right?
Well, we don't
have a company.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Their big mistake was thinking that there was no overlap in our fan base. They thought no one.
Oh yeah, there's only overlap. There's like, only
surely,
overlap.
It's a surely only showbiz listeners.
Is his middle name really Entertainment?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
His name is Charles Entertainment Cheese.
That's true.
Wow.
So I'm so sorry. So what we do with Animal Parade is we're gonna lay down a fat, sick fucking beat, and then we're gonna list animals doing something over the beat. We'll go. We'll do a few, maybe a round or two, and then Janet, you please join in if you feel comfortable.
Okay.
So let's lay down that thick beat. Boot doot doot doot. Right? Everyone?
Yeah, we can't do it in unison anymore.
We don't do that over Zoom because of how it doesn't actually work anymore. So it's just going to be Adel doing it, and then someone will pick it up when you drop it.
Da, 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 da. A rattlesnake with a 9-to-5. Da, 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 da.
A cow with a haircut.
Da, 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 da.
A lemur with a mustache.
Da, 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 da. A fancy fox with a heart of gold. Da, 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 da.
You know, if you point on Zoom
here's
to the
thing,
camera,
Janet.
We will all think it's our turn. You don't have a special camera
but
that just
we
goes to me.
All pointed.
A
it was
horse
three
with some lingerie. A
giraffe who could point.
Wait, am I the giraffe? A lonely moose who's down to fuck.
A seal with a lisp.
Animal Parade.
Perfect.
Perfect. Janet, that's how it
flawless.
Always goes. It's always flawless. It's always me pointing and everyone going, who are you pointing at?
Does that game go towards filling the riddle quota? Because I'm appalled at how few we've done. And I know that, like, you guys joke about how you never do riddles, but we really have done almost none, right?
Yeah.
See, this is what we need. That's the reason why Janet has been made honorary fourth host, because she is a task mistress. She keeps us on track because we derail constantly.
I wish I was smarter and I got the riddles faster. Oh, God.
So Janet, we are going to forego the true animal parade segment, which is where I read a long article about animals and then we talk about it. And we're going to go back into some more word avalanches.
Do the intro, not the segment. So hey, riddle.
So the very first time we did Animal Parade, Aaron and I thought the intro was the segment.
And then
Adam started explaining the segment, and we were gabsmacked. So now it's just become the whole segment is just the intro?
I really
like
thought
we said it was 100 fucking episodes ago?
I'm sorry. You know what? If you're going to be an equal part host, you have to be here for some of our biggest fights.
Yeah, Janet, you don't just get to sit through our successes. You have to sit through our failures and stew in them.
I'm in. Better or worse, baby.
Okay, here we go. Now, it looks like the last couple here get a little bit scandalous from EB.
Okay.
So this one's a little tough, but I'm going to read it. God damn, quadruple sex hurts.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Goddamn, quadruple sex hurts.
Four.
Second commandment.
Four.
Is it foursome?
Four.
Four. Four is the first part, but it's not foursome.
What is goddamn?
Yeah, what's goddamn for? Is that just a throwaway?
Goddamn. So goddamn, we're going to reinterpret or reimagine that exclamation as something else.
Okay.
For God's sake.
So instead of saying like darn it, you might say like fuck me. Like it's kind of replacing or slotting in for that expression. So instead of goddamn it, you might say this. But to get that, you're going to have to think about quadruple sex hurts.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah. That's it.
For fuck's sake.
Yep.
But that's the first part.
Aaron, I think you were on the right track. You
for
said something.
For fuck's sake.
For fuck's ache.
That's it.
That's the whole thing?
For fuck's sake, which replaces goddamn, and then quadruple sex hurts is for fuck's ache.
For fuck's ache. Ooh.
I get it. For fuck's sake.
I got it. That's cool.
Hey, guys, I left, but I'm back. What I meant.
Nothing. You're perfect.
My soul left, but my body is here. Here we go. Here's another one that's a little bit scandalous,
salacious.
She
asked for more riddles. And now aren't we all just eating our big pie of humble shepherd's meal?
Yeah, Janet, I got to tell you, we could be reading about Japan's Capybara Long Bath Championship. So
thank you for coming.
Japan has a contest to see which capybara takes the longest bath. But that is fun.
Adel, you'll email it to me later?
Yes, I'll call you and we'll discuss.
Also, I'll email it to you.
Points at camera.
JBC, the way you just tried to describe a pie of any sort made it sound like you were an alien going, I should have Googled some food before I started to pretend.
Look at us sitting down to eat this pie of humble shepherds together.
Elbows orf the table. You're an alien, aren't you?
No, I did some Googling. I know that humans eat crow pie. This is what they eat.
I think the first red flag was you saying gabsmacked. I'm completely gabsmacked.
It's when you're talking too much, so someone slaps you across the face. That's
slaps you in the gab.
It's gobsmacked and gabsmocked. It's when you're wearing a shirt with a mouth on it.
Yes.
Or when you go to a Godsmack concert with your friend Gabrielle.
I love them so much.
Okay, let's do another one. Again, this is going to be in the salacious category. Don't blame me, blame EB. Two girls with the same name take ecstasy and have sex.
Two girls in a cup.
Oh, yes.
Cup.
Reverse bidet. Two girls with the same name take ecstasy and have sex.
Stacy and...
Mom.
Stacy takes E with E from Entourage.
Hold on. Sorry.
Someone who changed their name from Stacy. Ex-Stacy.
Stacy,
Stacy.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that's actually brilliant. Ecstasy takes ecstasy.
Is it X or E?
Oh.
Two girls with the same name take ecstasy.
But you could say E.
But yeah,
you're probably
not
going to say ecstasy again.
That's one of the slang words that we kids know.
Molly, Molly, Molly.
Two characters from Entourage take ecstasy.
Is it E.E. Cummings? Because there are two girls having sex.
E.E. Cummings.
Uh-oh. Yep, shut it off. You're right.
Shut it off.
Your impulses are right, listener. E.B. White hates E.E. Cummings, so this is just about an author war.
I didn't see it coming. Six slam
from E.B. to E.E.
So it's E, Adel. You're saying it is E.
A lot of people don't know this, but E.B. White and E.E. Cummings actually originated the rap battle, but they did it with poetry.
Yeah.
But E.B. White did mention his mom's pasta. Aaron, what was your question?
So it is E, right?
It is not E.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people don't know this, but E.E. Cummings stands for Entertainment Cummings.
Yay! He did it! JPC, if you look behind you, I sent you an edible arrangement for your troubles.
And now, was that improv? Because that was funny. I like that.
Adel talks a big game about his big two-month memory, but guess who can remember stuff from 30 seconds ago? Not too much of a hot shot now.
You said a word twice, which I like.
Janet, you sound like every parent who comes to see improv, where they watch like 2 hours of it, and they hear one funny line, and they're like, was that one line improv? Because if it's that, I'm on board.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there are some funny lines along the way. I do want to see a scene. We're going to backtrack slightly, but it did just get brought up, so I feel comfortable seeing it.
Thank you.
Aaron, you are you're a boss lady business bitch. Is that your song?
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear a quick reminder of the song?
I think it's Boss Baby. I think I changed it to Boss Baby Business Bitch. She's a Boss Baby Business Bitch. She's doing the math. She's writing
it
down.
We're going to get sued by the Boss Baby people.
You know what? Come at me. I have some shit to say to you, Boss Baby people. Two movies about a baby that's a boss? Call me.
Aaron, you are a Boss Baby Business owner, and JPC, you are Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Okay.
You did get fired from your namesake establishment,
gotcha.
And you are on a job interview for a new job.
Step into my office. Can you believe how big my windows are?
Whoa. What are these, bay?
Yeah, and they look out into this great city. I have a corner office. Take a seat.
This is nice. I'm going to be honest. This is a little more big leagues than the last place that I was working.
No, really? What is this gap in your resume?
I worked there because they said if I worked there for 4 weeks, I could get 40% off.
Oh, the gap. No, I'm talking. I see that you worked at the Gap for 4 weeks, but then there's nothing after that.
Well, yeah, I mean, those clothes have a super high resale value on the street. So basically, I took the clothes, I flipped them, and then I just kept flipping. Are you familiar with NFTs? It's essentially the same thing. It was me and my friends.
Am I familiar with NFTs?
Yeah, we were all buying each other's Gap clothes and then just driving the price up and up and up and up and up. And so that basically, I worked off of that for a while. But again, that whole thing was a bubble. And when it crashed, I decided to go back into the workforce. And so here I am.
And wait, where did you start out?
Do you mind if I smoke a pizza in here?
No, I'll crack a window. It's going to be loud as fuck up here because I'm so high up in this building, but I don't mind. Do you mind if I smoke a high heel? I'm having it all.
No, please, any more. I'm happy to discuss my resume. It speaks for itself, but I am happy to discuss it.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, where did you... Says you started a business. I'm gonna shut the window. It's starting.
Yeah,
to get
that's
all
Freddie Sullivan with Channel 4.
It's great acoustics. Great acoustics from inside that helicopter.
The smoke from the smoked rolled up pizza slice sets off the fire system, and marinara sprays out into the room.
Don't mind that.
I never do.
I usually burn my mozzarella sticks, so I set up this entire system. I'm the boss around here, as you could probably tell. Tell me, what business did you start?
I started a little business called Chuck E. Cheese Pizzeria.
Interesting.
Fun time game place.
Been there with my children. That's right, I have children. I'm having it all.
Ooh, wow.
I've even been to their birthday parties a time or two.
And we cut to, I want to cut back in time to a birthday party with Janet as the birthday kid. And this is the incident that got Chuck E. Cheese fired.
Mom?
Honey, I'm on the phone right now doing business deals. Buy, sell, fire him, hire her.
Oh, please, I'm in a crisis. I'm in a kid crisis.
Oh, you're in a kid crisis? Well, I can help you.
Mr. Cheese, what an honor.
Yeah, please, you can call me Chucky.
Oh, okay, Chucky, I'm in a crisis?
Now, just to be clear, my name is Chuck E. Cheese, so when I say call me Chucky, it's not Chucky, it's Chuck E.
Okay, I'm in a crisis?
Just say it. Say my name, Chucky.
Chucky?
No, Chucky. You're saying Chucky. Listen, you little shit. Listen to me, you little shit. Chucky.
Chucky.
You
can call...
No. You're saying Chucky.
Hey, stop yelling at my kid. Hey.
I'm so sorry. Here's $10 in tokens. That should solve it. Charles, can I see you in my office, please?
I already shit my pants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, boss?
Charles. That little girl, it was her birthday, and not only did she just shit her pants in the ball pit, but you were holding her head under the ball pit as if she would drown.
Shit her pants, new pants, the Gap. You know what? Fuck you. I don't need this job.
Charles, I think it was me that got you fired.
That's okay. Things have a habit of ending up exactly where they're supposed to end up, and I think fate has brought me back here. Just two people drenched in marinara sauce in an office on the 50th floor of a building.
All right, tell me, can you resell these Gap jeans for me?
Oh, yeah. I could sell those Gap jeans. Sorry, I was real thirsty. just grabbing some marinara off the floor.
I want to hear more from that guy in the helicopter who's doing traffic or the weather or whatever.
JPC, quick question. Do you are Gap and Supreme a one-to-one for you? In terms of street resale value?
I mean, you know what? It doesn't matter what the product is. If I'm selling it, it's going to make some money. Okay?
God, he's good.
Speaking of God, he's good. Two girls with the same name take ecstasy and have sex. Now, Aaron.
Oh, this was so tough.
Aaron, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, as They Might Be Giants might sing, but this is a name that is in your Rolodex.
Aaron. Is it Aaron?
You got to start somewhere. That's your first guess.
Oh, no, but she meant A-A-R-O-N, beginning of the Rolodex.
Oh, yes.
E-E-E.
And it's a name you're familiar with that is synonymous with ecstasy.
Molly.
X. Yeah. Molly.
Janet got it right.
Molly.
Listen, I already tried Molly, so...
Okay,
you're
well,
have to come up with a different
get in the Molly line.
It was later renamed Pretty in Pink.
Molly,
but we all enjoyed it.
Molly. You just start emphasizing.
Okay, they're at a shopping center. I get it. Mall. Yes.
E.
I'm feeling a little Molly. Yes, but we do need some interstitial words to connect it and make sense of it all. So two girls. With
Molly's.
The same name. Two girls with the same name. So that would be
two Mollies.
Think famous Bob Dylan albums?
Uh-oh.
No, thank you.
Why?
I'm good.
Two superstition blondes.
Okay. It's Molly on Molly.
Oh, okay.
Molly on Molly.
Yes. Molly on Molly. Gently down the stream.
Here's my question. The country of Molly is right there. How do we not have that
different
worked
spelling?
Some Molly.
Different spelling.
Molly. I'm the captain now.
Molly on Molly.
I dare say I might prefer it when we make lazy bad guesses and then someone else has to reverse engineer what we must mean. I feel like there's some gems hidden in there.
Yeah, we should make the audience work. So from now on, we're going to give the word Avalanche, and you have to send us in the question.
Yeah. And we're going to start hiding Waldo in some of these episodes. So right, you find
him. Do this. Aaron. Figure that out, assholes. And then call me about Boss Baby, because I'm still mad about it.
Addle riding cattle, eating fiddle faddle, rode a saddle with a paddle.
So these aren't
Seattle
word avalanches.
That's just a saying. That's
it'd be like Addle adds all, yeah. like sum total, add all. Yeah,
add all. So if you make the sum total of me with when I got hit on the head, it would be add all addled addles.
Add all, add all, add all. Yeah,
right. Addle brained, like uh-huh, add uh-huh. all mm-hmm. addled addles.
And then your shirt had a stain on it, so you add all.
Jenna, what the fuck?
Yes.
Well, the reason that earlier... we don't post video is because I don't know how to do laundry. I feel very attacked right now.
Well, this recipe is going to fix it. It also happens to be a word avalanche.
Ooh. Then continue. So, sorry, the stain was?
Well, no, she already flicked it. She got you in the face, man. She flicked your stain. She hit you in the nose. And that's the game.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I'm is this to... how we're going to end this episode? Is me being attacked again?
No, let's see. Janet.
You're in trouble.
All right, so it's like, if it's like Varney fishes the first month of the year, Jan's net.
Jan.
I totally want to open up a place called Jan's Net.
So if Varney was on the drum set, it would be Janet jams it. Mm-hmm. Jams it? That's fun, right?
I think Janet jams it.
I think you have to. I think it's not in the spirit of the word avalanche to go one letter off. I think you have to go with Janet. It's got to be
so
like
Ms. Goodall's device for catching gorillas, Jan's net. Was her name Jan?
No,
Jan
it was
Goodall?
Jane.
Jane Goodall.
But it's fine. Let's rewrite history.
Ms. Goodall's mispronounced name. Hold on. We can save this. We can salvage this.
I think I had it figured out. But go okay. up.
Aaron, please. What was it?
I don't remember. Goodbye. No.
JPC's.
There's got to be something good in there. Like okay. yeah. Jay Leno is politically correct.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Jay's PC. And then he has a personal computer. It's not an Apple. Jay's uh-huh. PC PC. P's C because it also urinates.
It urinates into the ocean.
And it took some of that vitamin C that was offered up earlier.
Oh, and then drawing attention to a veggie side dish. P's C.
See? J's PC.
First of all,
PC?
I think this is the only one with potential. So, right into
Wait,
the
are
show.
Are you talking about you or the joke?
You entered the show and you tell me.
I think this is the only one with potential.
I wasn't Jenna, aware that if pointing. I pointed to something, people would know what it was. So.
Well, you're pointing to yourself, so that limits options.
Janet.
Ooh, I like when it's more haunting and spooky.
Janet.
Yeah, say it three times and I'll appear in your closet behind your wallpaper.
No. Now, Janet, we did call you Janet Morph for a while. Can we call you Jamet?
I guess. I mean, does everyone bring back fond memories from this episode?
I think Jamet could be your DJ name when you start DJing.
DJ Jamet.
But then I'll have to start doing the podcast with only one ear.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
Why do DJs do that? To hear suggestions for the next song?
Just to hear compliments.
Yeah.
Great beats.
I want to commission an artist for my office wall. I want to commission an artist to draw a DJ with headphone off one ear, and he's just silently crying while cupping his ear, and the audience is just standing there. That's very funny.
That's a Far Side.
Yeah, that's a Far Side.
That would have been a scene I called for if I didn't feel like you were desperately trying to end this episode.
Well,
Aaron
did
say goodbye about a minute ago, so.
Janet, we have time for one scene. Please call it.
Well, I just thought maybe having JPC be a DJ at a wedding who is constantly waiting for the accolades that he's not getting.
100%. We have to see
play
it.
Song.
Okay, so yeah. DJPC waiting for accolades.
And Adel, you are the groom, and Aaron, you are the bride.
Great.
Or flip it. You know what? I'm Lucy Open.
Wow.
Wow. Look who's PC now.
Regular JPC on the show.
But Janet, can you state just for evidence who proposed to who? Just so we know where you stand.
You both proposed to each other at exactly the same time. Unplanned.
Scary.
Because you're a couple. You're one of those couples that happens to say most of the stuff at the exact same time as each other. Mm. Like in this scene. And scene.
All right,
I can't
everybody.
Believe we finish each other's vows.
Sorry, honey.
Honey, are you okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was listening to the music. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I got started a little early. It seemed like it was kind of Bummersville. Anyway, that last song was I Want to Dance with Somebody. Didn't quite get the pop that I think it deserves, so I'm going to play it again.
Honey, can I ask something?
Yeah.
That was definitely I Want to Dance with Somebody, but that was not Whitney Houston. It sounded like either the DJ singing or maybe a kids bop version.
I want to dance with somebody.
I'm pretty sure he's trying to just sneak his version of every song.
I want to fill the sheets
Whatever you
somebody.
Do, don't compliment.
I want to fill the sheets with somebody?
Somebody.
There's kids. Hey, buddy, there's kids here. Can you put on something a little... here's one, two things. One, do not play We Are Family. I don't want to hear that today.
Okay.
Two, can you put on something that everyone can dance to? Like, not there's no raunch, there's no curse words, there's no innuendo?
Sure. Okay, so this is no innuendo?
No, please.
Okay, this is Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners.
Listen to the title. Listen to the words you just said.
Why don't you listen to the words? Come on, Eileen Haluna, yeah. Come on, big old pie, humble pie. Full of pie crows, Eileen. Look, can I level with you?
Yeah.
I am an alien. My ship crashed moments ago onto a DJ.
Come on, Eileen again. Woo!
Okay, she's loving it. Someone get the Maid of Honor some water, please.
Sorry, no, my wife is sarcastic. That's how she communicates. Here's what I'll do, buddy.
Yeah.
I got to say... I thank you for coming clean. I do need to know how you need to be paid if you can't spend our human money. But more importantly, there's a party going on. Why don't you play one of your songs from your... That sounds weird. One of your people songs. That still sounds
bad.
Wow. One of... honey, quick.
He's packing up his DJ booth. I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry.
How does that all fit in your mouth?
I just thought... I'm sorry. I have been to a lot of planets, and I have never been disrespected
the way
that I'm being disrespected
right now. Can we give you a free plate?
So sorry.
Take a plate.
No, I'm going to leave. I'll just take my payment, 400 Gorblons, and I'll be on my way.
See?
We can't afford that.
I am Gorblod at that scene. Absolutely Gorblod.
Gorblods. Well, Janet, thank you so much for coming back. We will have you on very soon again. Congratulations on being our fourth host.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I'm so honored, and I do want to reiterate that I did wear my Hey Riddle Riddle shirt. This is just for the three of you.
I refuse to wear it in public.
My gentleman friend was like, oh, you look great. Like, how many, you know, so is this not live? The video goes out later, and it's like, oh, there's no video. He was like, you have a lot of makeup on. Like, you've coordinated your sweater with your Hey Riddle Riddle shirt. For whom?
Yeah. For me.
For Aaron, and for no one else except you.
Yeah,
that's
right. It really sucked to click on the link and be like, come into the room and see Janet looking stunning. And suddenly I'm like, oh, no. I look like I just painted a dog's house.
Oh, stop. You just have something on your shirt is all. Could happen to anyone,
Janet,
sloppy.
I don't know how to do laundry. Don't call me sloppy. Janet, is there anything you want to promote or plug?
I guess probably on my episode, my JV Club episode that Aaron was on came out at like a time where probably it came out, and then now you're still doing episodes that you recorded beforehand or something. Anyway, I don't know how time works or podcasts, calendars, or earphones. But Aaron was on my podcast, The JV Club, and we had so much fun.
It was the best
and
time.
It was one of my all-time favorite episodes. I giggled to my heart's content, and you should check it out.
Janet, this episode, just so you know, this episode comes out July 2020.
Okay. I vow to have Aaron on my podcast.
So don't scare anyone.
Meet me back here.
And if
don't understand how time or podcast works.
And if
everyone, let's meet back here.
If you listen to that episode that I was on, we talk about a playlist. And it's public, so if people want to listen to it, it's called Irish Woman Standing in the Fog on a Boat a Very Long Time Ago. It took me weeks to make.
It's so good, and it's so long, and Aaron was embarrassed by how long it was.
It was 150 songs at first, and I got it down
to
40. It was a whole chunk of my life was this playlist, so if you want to check that out.
Aaron, can you put it in the Patreon newsletter or something?
Yeah.
Or is it's titled on how to find it in Janet's episode and Janet's podcast?
I think no, but I can put it in the link for this episode too.
Look, we cannot explain to you guys how to find it, except that Aaron said the full title.
It'll find you.
You have to be on a boat in fog on water. Feeling melancholy.
A very long time ago. And you know what?
The playlist won't play.
I'm really serious about that, you guys. Don't.
So you're saying there's Smashing Pumpkins on this list? I didn't know you could just
do that.
I didn't know you could just search Spotify for other people's playlists.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So everyone can see my sex playlist?
Yeah. What's it
called? Everyone can see my I didn't know how else to break up with you playlist.
If anybody wants to find it, my sex playlist on Spotify is called Mommy's Little Fuck Order. Aaron, do you have anything you would like to plug besides that wonderful playlist?
No, just check out Sitcom D&D if you haven't yet. And then also, if you wrote Boss Baby, you can email me at fuckbossbaby@gmail.com and I would like to have words with you.
JPC? Hit that email address. Yeah, we got new merch from Jasmine Darnell, and it's in our Tee Public store, which is you can find by clicking the link in the episode description. So go and check out that merch. And hey, maybe one day Janet will be wearing that merch to one of our recordings. That's
I'll have it on by the next one. I'll have it on our next recording.
Christ, okay, send Janet some merch.
I'll pay for overnight shipping.
And we will be releasing Jamit hats. Janet, I'm so sorry. You have no say in this. You get none of the profits.
I can't believe you're not releasing Jamit jammies. What a missed opportunity.
God damn it.
Oh, man. Jamit the Frog is going to have our ass for this.
Jamit the Frog here.
Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I recently guested on a few podcasts. I might be repeating myself from a few episodes ago, but just to be sure, and I don't know if they're
out yet. What, you don't remember?
Nice. High five. Yes.
They were more than 2 months ago. Please check me out on the podcast My Neighbors Are Dead, The Big Bad Live Show, Philosophy versus Improv, TV Trivia Pod, This Startup Is Being Recorded, and What Clicks May Come, which was one of my favorite guest spots I've ever done on What Clicks May Come. So please check, check them all out. But that was, it's a recency bias. That was one of my favorites from recently.
So you've only done podcasts since the last time I saw you.
Yes. I live in a little hole. I live in the vent with Gary Larson and my mosquito wife. I try and do every podcast that invites me. And it's,
I love it. Yeah, I think that's wonderful.
Trying to pay it forward because folks like you and PFT and all these folks were kind enough to come on my shows when we were first starting off.
But also, you guys are just really funny and it's really fun to be on your shows.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's the secret. Oh, okay, so if you're recording a podcast out there,
this is
so
embarrassing.
Hot tip.
And when everybody hears this in July of 2020,
perfect.
Yeah, Janet, anything you want to warn
aren't
our audience
aren't these
about?
Wildfires a bummer?
No. Aaron, they said the wildfires are so blazingly bright.
How bright are they?
Great setup to a joke.
That you can see them all the way from space from a little area called...
Jupiter. Goodbye.
Bye forever. Hey,
riddle. I just wave. Bye-bye episode.
Starring Aaron Keith.
Ooh, that was a big drink. Oh, I took a big drink.
Oh, too big. Too big. Too big drink. Put some back. Jen's going to put some back. Hold on, let me reverse bidet some water out of it.
Yeah, you just acted out a reverse bidet.
Hey there, Brian's and Turtles. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We bring you to the pet store Brian's Turtles, and it is a wild ride. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew and ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.